The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of Superprime.
The luxury real estate market in London experienced a notable surge in billionaire home purchases in 2023, marking a 10% increase compared to the previous year. This growth was predominantly driven by buyers from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, the US and China, according to a wealth survey by Beecham Estates. The ultra-prime housing market in London, encompassing properties priced at £15 million and above, saw a substantial 25% increase in value, with 54 sales amounting to £1.3 billion. This surpassed the 49 sales worth £1.05 billion recorded in 2022. Jeremy G., Managing Director of Beecham Estates, remarked, "London continues to hold its own on the world property stage, despite rising competition provided by locations such as Dubai, Miami and the south of France." Notably, the number of £15 million-plus super-luxury new-build apartments sold in 2023 experienced a remarkable 137% increase, totaling 19 sales, up from 8 in 2022. Privacy, security concerns, and a desire for five-star hotel-style amenities drove affluent buyers to opt for newly constructed apartments in upscale areas like Mayfair, Knightsbridge, Hyde Park, and Whitehall. In contrast, the sales of houses and mansions priced at £15 million or above decreased by nearly 15% in 2023, with 35 sales down from 41 in 2022. Despite the decline in the number of sales, the total sales value increased from £876 million to £925 million in 2023. Two high-profile sales contributed to this increase, with Aberconway House in Mayfair selling for £138 million to an Indian billionaire and Hanover Lodge in Regent's Park selling for £113 million to another Indian billionaire from a Russian vendor. Approximately 70% of all £15 million-plus home purchases were made in cash, up from 60% in 2022. The shift is attributed to high interest rates, leading to a decline in billionaire mortgages, previously used for residential buy-to-flip opportunities. Looking ahead to 2024, Beecham Estates predicts a 1-2% increase in ultra-luxury home values and a 10% rise in billionaire home deals. Buyers from the US, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, China and India are expected to drive these high-end sales. In 2023, approximately 60% of prime central London deals involved buyers from the US, Saudi Arabia, the UAE and China, amounting to around £780 million in luxury property. Buyers from India, Israel and Nigeria also played a significant role in ultra-luxury sales. Gary Hersham, founding director of Beecham Estates, noted, "Buoyant oil and gas prices and booming domestic property markets have generated huge cash reserves in Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and the sheikhs have chosen to invest a significant chunk of these revenues in London's super-prime residential property." As the UK housing market navigates through a challenging landscape, Savills, the upmarket estate agent, suggests that it may be past peak pain. Despite recent monthly house price gains recorded by Halifax and Nationwide Building Society, there's a consensus that the annual declines in property prices are not over. The forecast for 2024 presents a mixed picture. The UK is expected to witness a second year of falling house prices, potentially dropping by up to 4% year on year. However, a recovery is anticipated in the second half of the year, bolstered by lower borrowing costs as the Bank of England reverses its cycle of rate increases. Robert Gardner, chief economist at Nationwide, expresses cautious optimism, stating that people are becoming more optimistic. Affordability may improve with lower mortgage rates, although the effect would take time as affordability remains stretched. HSBC's recent mortgage rate cuts and a predicted price war among lenders indicate ongoing efforts to stimulate the market. In 2023, UK house prices fell by 1.8%, a smaller drop than initially forecasted. Most regions experienced declines, except Northern Ireland and Scotland, which saw increases. Forecasts for 2024 vary, with Knight Frank expecting a 4% fall, Savills and JLL predicting a 3% drop, and Halifax estimating a 2-4% decline. However, Nationwide suggests prices could be flat or experience a small single-digit decrease. The anticipation of lower interest rates driven by lower-than-expected inflation has fueled expectations of a series of rate cuts in 2024. Lenders are already trimming mortgage rates, contributing to a competitive market that benefits potential buyers. Despite the challenges, Savills anticipates the housing market to bottom out in the first half of 2024, coinciding with meaningful cuts to lending costs. About 1.5 million homeowners are set to end fixed-rate mortgage deals in 2024, potentially facing higher rates. While forecast price falls are steeper in London and the South East, Savills projects the smallest declines in the North East, Scotland, Wales and the West Midlands. The overall economic picture, including a healthy jobs market and lender forbearance, may provide stability, with Savills not forecasting significant further falls due to unemployment expectations remaining relatively low. As the UK housing market navigates uncertainties, careful monitoring of economic indicators and interest rate movements will be crucial to understanding the market's dynamics in 2024. As the home loans market witnesses an intense rate war, Cooperative Bank for Intermediaries has taken significant steps by reducing its fixed-rate mortgage deals by up to 1.07 percentage points. The move comes as part of a broader trend in the industry, with other major players like NatWest, Clydesdale Bank and more joining the fray. Cooperative Bank's latest offerings include a market-leading five-year fixed rate of 3.89% for home purchase or remortgage, coupled with a £999 fee. This attractive deal is exclusively available to borrowers with a minimum of 40% equity or cash deposit towards their property. In addition to this, Co-op presents a fee-free two-year fixed rate at 5.18% for those with a 5% cash deposit or equity, along with a £250 cashback on completion. Other options include a fee-free five-year fixed rate at 4.28% at 90% loan-to-value, with £500 cashback on completion. The bank also caters to existing customers through a five-year fixed rate product transfer deal at 3.79%, featuring a £749 fee for a 60% loan-to-value. Broker Nick Mendes at John Charcoal commends Cooperative Bank's competitive pricing, stating Co-op has made a statement of intent to kick off the year with some impressive rate pricing. A five-year rate at 3.89% makes it the new market leader. Its product transfer rates are equally impressive for existing customers. NatWest, following suit, announced rate cuts on two-year and five-year fixed rates for residential remortgage, buy-to-let, shared equity, help-to-buy, and its product transfer range. The bank aims to stay competitive with rates starting from 4.64% for residential remortgage. Clydesdale Bank, a part of Virgin Money, has also entered the rate-cutting trend, offering a two-year fixed rate for residential remortgage at 4.85%, 65% loan-to-value, and an equivalent five-year deal at 4.6%. Empowered Mortgages join the roster of lenders reducing fixed rates across their range, with two-year fixed rates for residential remortgage starting from 4.54% and five-year deals from 4.13%. The Bank of England's recent Money and Credit report indicates a rise in net mortgage approvals for house purchases and remortgaging, suggesting continued resilience in the housing market towards the end of 2023. As lenders strive to offer competitive rates, borrowers stand to benefit from this dynamic and evolving market. In the heart of London's prestigious Knightsbridge neighbourhood, the largest residential unit for sale has made it to the open market. This impressive property, located within the Kingwood building in Hans Place, is a combination of two posh apartments and comes with a staggering price tag of £50 million, approximately $63.3 million. Owned by financial executive and Aussie Home Loans founder John Simon, the sprawling 11,500-square-foot condo boasts six bedrooms, six bathrooms, two elevators, a grand staircase and a four-car underground parking garage. The unit is adorned with intricate detailing, ornate moulding, and features floor-to-ceiling windows and balconies, offering breathtaking views of a sizable private garden. Symond, who acquired both units for £44.5 million in 2017, made the decision to merge the two properties into a single opulent residence spanning four floors. The larger unit, formerly the main floor, houses a spacious living dining room and an intimate study, which Symond often used as a family office and entertaining space. The family kitchen opens to an informal dining area and family room, while three-bedroom suites, including the primary bedroom with private sitting area, bathroom, walk-in closets and balconies, complete this floor. The smaller unit sprawls over three lower floors, featuring a large dining room, additional kitchen, and three more bedroom suites, one with a fireplace and two with access to a walkout terrace adorned with a living wall. Additional amenities include a wine cellar, a family room with a wet bar, and a home cinema. Built by Finchatten in 2017, the Kingwood building offers a limited collection of only 10 apartments. Residents enjoy access to an array of luxury amenities, including a fully equipped gym, a movie theatre, and a game room. The listing, represented by Henry McAllister of United Kingdom Sotheby's International Realty, highlights the unique size and lateral space of the property, offering versatility beyond a single home, making it a truly exceptional offering in the coveted Knightsbridge area. As interest rates take a dip, the real estate market is gearing up for a lively year ahead. We explore trends shaping the industry in 2024. Sustainability takes centre stage. Home buyers are placing a higher premium on sustainable design. From passive house principles to eco-friendly materials, the industry is witnessing a shift in consumer perception towards greener living. Wellness amenities on the rise. Say goodbye to the conventional. Cold plungers and infrared saunas are becoming must-have amenities in residences. The focus on wellness post-pandemic has driven developers to offer a diverse range of options, promoting self-care and overall well-being. With the expectation of interest rate cuts, the real estate landscape becomes more favourable for buyers. Anticipate increased inventory, though the competition might heat up. Staging gets a makeover in 2024. Interior designers are breaking free from the norm, embracing creativity, maximalism, and unique objects to stage properties. It's not just about showcasing space, it's about creating a unique and memorable experience. The members-only club trend expands to residential living. Imagine living in a space that goes beyond four walls, offering a private club atmosphere within the building. As the real estate landscape transforms, these trends reflect an industry evolving to meet the changing needs and desires of homeowners and buyers alike.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the superprime property market.